is out. And the last one staying at the wall is the winner.
That sounds vicious. Yep. How do we play that?
We play that quite often. That's one of our favorite games. That was bombardment. And then we play tetherball.
How do you play that?
That's where you, there's a ball, a rope, and a pole, and you, there's two players, and how do you explain it? each player knocks the ball around, trying to wrap it around the pole in his direction. And when he gets to the top in his direction, then he wins.
Oh.
Are you not familiar with that?
Huh. I didn't play that. Is it a volleyball?
Yeah, on a rope. Mm-hmm. A pole. You never seen that?
I guess I've seen pictures of it or something because it sounds.
It's a very famous game around here, around Dallas.
One of the big deals, huh?
I mean, yeah, it was. Well, if you go around, you can see schools have tetherball poles in the back. Yeah, just like it's just as standard as a jungle gym.
Huh. Well, we get those. What's a jungle gym?
Just a bunch of bars that you climb on. Maybe 6 or 8 feet tall.
Did you ever play marbles?
No, never played marbles.
Anything else like marbles or something like that? You know,
like nothing I recall.
Remember any other games with the ball? Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, volleyball. That's an organized game.
Yeah.
We played kickball, which is like baseball, but you use the, it's played like the rules of baseball, but you roll a volleyball on the ground and kick it.
Yeah.
And then run to the bases.
And then tag you out with the ball?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I'll come think of it. I think we may have played it some time later. Gosh.
You think he was going to step in?
Yeah.
No.
Or kid? I wonder if it's a bad move. Okay, you might throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
Okay. You might say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
Okay. I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught anything.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, what y'all call the guy who stands behind home plate and catches the ball? You know, when playing softball and grade school, what y'all call it?
You're trying to get me to say hand catcher.
Is that what y'all call
it? Well, some people did, but I call it catcher.
Oh. Well, what is the deal with hand catcher? That's what we always said until we got to junior high, at which point everybody got, you know, teachers would get mad and he said hand catcher.
Yeah.
You're supposed to change the catcher suddenly.
I know, there's some type of stigma attached to that or something, I don't know.
To being a hand catcher?
Yeah.
Just wondering if you heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay, you might say to somebody, well, don't hurry, I'll wait.
For you.
Okay.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay,
if you're about to punish a child, he might say to you, oh, come on, please give me another
chance.
Okay. And somebody's always got a smile on his face, always has a pleasant word for everybody, you might say, oh, he always seems to be in a good
mood.
Okay, what's another word for mood?
Disposition.
Okay. Say the doorbell rings, you might say, there's that pesky salesman again. Wait till I do what with him?
I don't know what you're trying to reach.
Okay. What about, say you got termites and you say, I gotta call the exterminating company so they can get
rid
of it. Okay. Okay, you might say, oh, so-and-so didn't know what was going on, but he knew it all.
Acted like he knew it all.
Okay. If a kid left his best pencils on the desk and he came back and he couldn't find them, you'd say, well, I bet somebody
stole them.
Okay. Would you use another word if it was anything